streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Friday live in Los Angeles. Now the home of Baker Mayfield. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, back-to-back winning weeks, my Blazing Five, good picks this week, some favorites too. J-Mac joining us. Well, you went to watch Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock in Anaheim. We got what we thought was going to be a comedy show last night. Ended up being serious football and a remarkable evening of drama.
Baker Mayfield turned into Tom Brady right before our eyes, Colin. I can't wait for the show today. I know you're fired up.
I am. Two things I've always felt about Baker Mayfield, and I still feel them this morning. I wouldn't build my franchise around him long-term deal. A little too much cowboy for me. A little bit too much ego, lack of discipline. But I've also said from the beginning, he is one of the 32 best people on the planet. If you give him decent protection, put him in the pocket and throw a football. Absolutely one of the best people on the planet to do that. In a strange way, last night was perfect for Baker Mayfield. It felt ad-libbed, plays in the dirt. Baker has struggled with structure and rules and hierarchy and being told what he has to do. That wasn't last night. There was a little chaos. You needed an edge. You needed adrenaline. Big emotion. Hell with those rules. I kind of want to do it my way with a limited number of plays. That is Baker Mayfield. Manning, Brady, and most, not all great quarterbacks, Manning and Brady are intense. And they're specific, and it's prep, and it's film, day and night. Baker is Favre light. He's a gunslinger. Hell with those rules. Last night would have crushed Kirk Cousins, who's a man of structure. Kirk Cousins would have been absolutely awful last night. But I'd build my franchise more around Kirk Cousins. Last night was built for Baker Mayfield. I needed confidence, little ego, little cowboy, little edge, little adrenaline. That's always been Baker at his best. He even struggled with the structure of the weekly podium chat with the media. Too many rules. I want to say what I want to say. Sometimes you have to fall on the sword. Eli Manning, Russell Wilson, say what people want to hear. Two things from last night. I felt it was Baker Mayfield's greatest moment as a pro. I know he won a playoff game with Cleveland. That team was loaded. That offensive line was unbelievable. Tight ends, Nick Chubb, wide receivers. Just don't crash the Mercedes. Last night, the Rams are a mess. Folks, they're a mess. I'm not blaming anybody, but Ben Skoronek was his go-to guy. On the other side of the field, it was Devontae Adams. Derek Carr, team on a winning streak. This team was a mess. I thought that was Baker Mayfield's greatest moment as a pro. And the second thing I feel, and this is pretty cool, I thought last night got him one more shot to be a starting quarterback in this league. Absolutely. This league replaces a quarter of its coaches every year and a quarter of its quarterbacks. They're looking for teams. Teams are looking for players. Baker Mayfield has often been his own worst enemy. Nobody can deny that, even Baker's fans. And let's not go crazy here. Backups, and that's what he is now in the league. He went on waivers, and nobody claimed him but the Rams. He's viewed as a backup. Backups win all the time. Cooper Rush won 4 straight games. Taylor Heineke's won 5 or 6. But last night was wonderful drama. If you didn't root for Baker Mayfield last night, you don't have a soul. Come on. Come on. Look at the locker room after.
So many guys that I'm going to be able to recognize. All right, Taylor Rapp closing it out. So many big time stops defensively. Van Jefferson, Ben Skoronek making plays. Yep. All right, but to be able to come in here 10 minutes ago and help lead us to a victory. See you guys on Monday. Baker Mayfield. Yeah!
That is fantastic. Baker has always been more of a craps player than a professor counting cards. And last night felt like Vegas. Way to go, Baker. Okay, let's talk. I'm going to get back to Baker several times. I do want to talk about the Raiders. So I have been very pro Raiders this season. I see a team playing with heart and passion. But last night, Baker Mayfield, who'd been in town 48 hours behind a bad O-line with no number 1 or 2 or 3 receiver, threw the ball 35 times. Sean McVay had the confidence in Baker Mayfield to throw the ball 35 times. Josh McDaniel only allowed Derek Carr to throw the ball 20 times. It was a bizarrely conservative game plan. I mean, last night proved how great Sean McVay is. God, Matt Rhule had Baker Mayfield for 14 weeks, didn't do squat. Sean McVay had him for 48 hours, and that's as good as Baker can play. But Josh, I understand a formula. So Josh McDaniels comes from New England, and New England had this sort of formula. It's why, like, Alabama at their peak with Saban was the most boring dynasty ever. Get a lead, eat the clock, run the ball, don't turn it over, 23-17, bye-bye, off to the next W. It's boring. But the Raiders can't use that formula because outside of Max Crosby, they don't really have elite defensive players, nor do they have Bill Belichick on staff. So when you take a 13-3 lead, even with Baker Mayfield just flying into town a couple of days earlier, you got to adjust. And the formula for the Raiders during this winning streak, 3-game winning streak, has been pretty clear. I looked it up this morning. Josh Jacobs, 24 carries, win. Josh Jacobs, 33 carries, win. Josh Jacobs, 26 carries, all wins. But last night, he started struggling, getting only 3.5 yards. And Devontae Adams was on fire early, yet didn't have a catch in the second half. Look at the series last night in the second half for the Raiders. It was the classic, you've got to adjust. Punt, punt, field goal, punt, interception. What are we doing here? You had to veer off your formula. You know, my wife, her family was in the culinary business. Bakers follow directions. If you're making cookies and don't put in enough butter, it ruins the cookies. Chefs are different. Chefs are a little salt, a little butter, a little bacon grease, a little tweak. Taste the soup as you go. I mean, there's a recipe to make the soup, but you're constantly tweaking. That's really what an NFL head coach is. You want a recipe, but you are watching the game. You're watching it live. Sometimes you get conservative. Sometimes the run game is working. You don't need to pass. Last night was a classic. Josh McDaniels was a baker, and they needed a chef. Dude, get the ball to Davante Adams. The Raiders are 5-0 when Davante Adams has a big night. It's not complicated. We went and looked it up this morning. It's real clear. When Davante Adams has 5 or more catches, the Raiders win. And when he doesn't, they don't. So you should get him the ball in the second half. Get him the ball and get him a ball a lot. And by the way, he burned Jalen Ramsey on the first big pass of the game. Jalen Ramsey's good. Davante Adams, in my opinion, probably the best wide receiver in football. Has his college quarterback. That was a classic example of the Raiders needed a chef as a coach, and Josh McDaniel followed the formula, a baker, and they lost. To Baker. Just made that up in the fly right there. Afterwards, the coach talked about it.
This isn't an offense, a defense, or a special teams thing. It's a team thing. We got to be able to extend a lead if we have one and keep competing, not let our foot off the gas, no relaxing, and try to play the same way we were playing when we had when the game starts, And so just obviously I haven't done a good enough job of being able to get us to do that.
The Raiders averaged 7 yards a pass play. Rams only averaged about 5. And yet the Raiders only had 6 passing first downs, half of what Baker Mayfield had. The Rams played with energy, took risks, took swings, played to win. The Raiders played not to lose, and that's what happens in 2022. You can't use that formula. Belichick's trying to use that formula. It's a different game. It's a different league. That one's on the coach. All right. Something else, a bunch of different angles on Baker Mayfield, blazing 5, top of next hour. Really, really was a fun night. The Brady and Baker Mayfield, bad games, unwatchable, last 2 drives. The defenses on the field play a little bit of prevent, 3.5 hours on the field, and suddenly Brady and Baker Mayfield are facing a little more vulnerable defense. They've been on the field. It's that 2-minute drill. Watch back-to-back. This play-not-to-lose stuff, Josh McDaniels and Dennis Allen had the games won.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it is something that sounds crazy, but as the NFL has become a bigger business, global wealth has increased. You know, all these owners now are billionaires. So they get more impulsive, they get more demanding, and it's easier to fire a coach now. You're seeing coaches run out after a year. Team owns them $30 million. That's what the owner owes them. That's a rounding error. $40 million for a billionaire. It's a rounding error. Didn't used to be that way. You got 2 years, 3 years. Owners hated when their net worth was $600 million to write that $40 million check. Now they're worth $2.9 billion, $7.8 billion. They just fire people. But that means there's more pressure. And so some of these standalone games have been really bad. And I've thought about, why are there so many bad football games this year? There's been some great ones, but there's a lot of bad ones. And I think a lot of it is coaches get fired faster. Coordinators get fired faster. We rush quarterbacks to play and they're not ready. There's some bad football out there. And that was a bad football game last night. The only reason it was watchable was Baker Mayfield. So as I was watching Baker come in, I'm thinking to myself, listen, it's really impressive because this team's a mess. And he obviously throws a beautiful football with time to throw. He throws a much better ball than Taylor Heineke or Davis Mills or Daniel Jones or Matt Ryan or Marcus Mariota or Andy Dalton. Absolutely. Here's something important to remember. Baker's going to get four more starts, I would imagine. What do the Rams need? They desperately need draft capital and draft picks. I think they're going to trade Jalen Ramsey to get a one. If Baker leaves, they get a compensatory pick. Many of the games remaining, if you look at the schedule for the Rams, are standalone primetime games. So the league is going to get a look at Baker Mayfield. Now, Denver's defense will not be a good day for Baker or the Rams' offense. But Green Bay's defense, the Chargers' defense, the Seahawks' defense, those are bad defenses. You can move the ball and score points on those. So I think the Rams are going to use Baker to sell some tickets, have some fun, and make their games interesting. And I think Baker's going to use the Rams to get a starting job in this league. Life is all about opportunities. And you got to take advantage when you get opportunities. And Baker got one last night and absolutely hit it out of the park. He did have an advantage as that sort of the offensive line language last night that he used was the same he used with Bill Callahan in Cleveland. So Baker said after the game, that eased up the onslaught of homework and learning I had to do. But nonetheless, you could not wipe the smile off Baker Mayfield's face after the game.
I don't know if you can write it any better than that. Obviously, we'd like to be a little bit more stress-free, but it's a pretty damn good story, I'll be honest with you. Sean's protection scheme is similar to Bill Callahan's, who I had in Cleveland. So the terminology with that, that knocks out a big chunk of the learning curve. There was still definitely some, looked like some rookie errors with formations and motions. Obviously, it hurt us late, but, you know, it worked out.
You could tell on some of the timing patterns on the outside, Baker's timing was off. He'd never worked with these receivers more than a practice. But on the stuff where he could stand in the pocket, plant his feet, throw it downfield, I think he's always thrown a beautiful ball. He can be a little scattershot, a little impulsive, lack discipline. Give him a little interior protection, throw the ball down the field. Guy's got a nice arm. It's not Josh Allen, but it's a nice arm. He throws it a lot better than 65% of the guys in this league when he just wants to let it rip. And by the way, I think somebody's going to offer him a franchise job. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad team. The Pittsburgh Steelers offered Mitch Trubisky a starting job. Mitch Trubisky's not as good as Baker Mayfield. He doesn't throw a ball nearly as good as Baker Mayfield. So I think Baker's going to get another shot. I think it'll be mostly desperate teams. But again, Steelers went and got Trubisky. You could do worse than getting picked up by Mike Tomlin, TJ Watt, that structure, that ownership. Just a really, really fun story last night. And if you have any heart at all, I didn't know if he was throwing up there on the bench. I'm watching this for TV. I thought he was throwing up because of all the nerves. I mean, that was a lot last night. That was a lot. And I thought, oh, that kid's going over to the bench to throw up. And I think he was saying a prayer, doing something, kind of gathering himself. But we were all winners last night. Baker wasn't the only winners. Everybody that watched that game, you came away from that thinking, that was fun. That's why we watch this sport. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
From Baker Mayfield to a broken offense, Colin, in New England. Matt Patricia has been calling the plays, obviously, for the Patriots. Not working well. He has a defensive background. New England, big game against Arizona on Monday night. Cardinals defensive coordinator Vance Joseph, boy. He gave his assessment of what he's seen from the Patriots' offensive system so far this year.
I see an offense that's running the football well. You know, it's a very conservative pass game. You know, lots of screens, all kind of screens. It's like a defensive guy's calling offense. You know, he's it's how a defensive guy will call offensive plays, right? You know, let's not turn the ball over. Let's get 4 yards of play and, you know, try to burn clock, and that's what they're doing. You know, that's what he's going to do on Monday night. He's going to be patient. You know, maybe take a shot here, you know, from time to time. But for the most part, it's running game, it's quick game, and it's screens.
I like Arizona in that game. Oh, they get Hollywood Brown and D-Hop will play together for only, I believe, the second time this year. Kyler Murray's getting healthier. I think
Patriots have struggled with running quarterbacks, I believe, 0-3 this year.
Yeah, no, I think Arizona's going to win that game. I think Arizona is a little bit like the Detroit Lions. When they're healthy, they're not a great team. They're a great watch. I like watching the Lions in Arizona play football. They got star players and speed and catch radius guys and everything.
Before you put your hard-earned money on Arizona, I just want to remind you it is Cliff Kingsbury against Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Just file that away, Colin. All right, next up, let's get to a team that matters. The New York Jets and Mike White. Colin's new favorite quarterback in the league. Big one against Buffalo. Revenge game for the Bills after Zach Wilson slapped them around a few weeks back. Now, last season, White had a tough one against Buffalo. 4 picks, they get smoked 44-17. He says he's trying to move past that bad performance as he prepares for Buffalo.
It's always going to be a part of my development as a quarterback. And like I said before, I don't want it to beat me twice. You can't play hero ball, and you can't go in there thinking that, all right, I want revenge from what happened last year. What happened last year is over with. It's done with. It's got to move on from it. It's a different scenario, different team, and I think you can easily fall into that. And me personally, I'm going to do my best to make sure that doesn't happen.
I'm really interested. Everybody likes Buffalo to win, but I will say this.
Everybody likes the 10-point favorite, right? To
win. Well, when you have a great corner and can shut down their star receiver, it changes games.
Yeah.
Buffalo's not going to get any free touchdowns. They're not getting any freebies over the top. They're going to have to earn those on long drives, and this is not a defense that it's easy to get long drives on. So I don't worry about Mike White. I think Sauce Gardner shuts down Stephon a little bit, and I think it's I don't think it's a blowout. I think it's a competitive game.
Weather looks like it's not going to be a factor.
Yeah.
Divisional matchup, December. This could be a low-scoring game, Colin. I think the under has taken some money. I'm not going to count the Jets out.
Nope.
You know, I know people think that, you know, Jets are a joke.
But
this defense is an elite unit.
Listen, they ugly the game up a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, Buffalo sometimes can bail on the run game. Buffalo makes mistakes in the red zone. Buffalo gives you opportunities.
Josh Allen has not been particularly sharp. You're right.
So
are they going to make an appearance in the Blazing 5?
Could. I'm not going to say.
All right. Finally, Brock Purdy gets his first NFL start Sunday against the Bucs. Niners are favored. Mild surprise to some people in the market, but quarterbacks making their first career start against Tom Brady, historically, it has not gone well. As a matter of fact, quarterbacks going against Brady in their first start, Colin, 0-6. All time.
That's the only. He's only had six guys that have had their first start against.
First career start, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, usually, I'm assuming you don't want to go up against. Most of this is against Belichick.
Obviously. Right.
You don't want to go newbie against Belichick. But this is also the second time Brady has been an underdog to a rookie quarterback. Now, someone was telling me this is the first time Tampa Bay's been an underdog this season. They've been favored in every game, and now they're dogs going back. This is a home game for Brady, right, in the Bay Area where he's from.
I said before the season. You were here as my witness. I said, I think San Francisco is going to be the most interesting team all year. Even losing Garoppolo, which usually makes you not nearly as interesting. I mean, if Mahomes got hurt tomorrow, the Chiefs aren't as interesting. The Brock Purdy story, I'm still fascinated by what they do. I think this roster and defense is so good, even better than Buffalo's. I think they can win multiple games and playoff games with a backup quarterback. I mean, Taylor Heineke gave Tom Brady in the Super Bowl years fits. Remember that game?
Yeah. Colin, I just wonder, just thinking back to last night's game, right? Raiders had looked good coming in. Yeah. Rams are like, Baker Mayfield's coming off a plane. Right. He's going to play. And the Rams were able to not only cover the big spread, but win. Now it's like everybody's saying, well, Brock Purdy, he looked good against the Dolphins. Tampa Bay has looked terrible. Everybody like San Francisco here, Colin. Is there any consternation at all that maybe...
Who's
the real Brock Purdy? The guy who was drafted Mr. Irrelevant?
I did not include this in Blazing Five.
Okay.
I want to watch this game, but like you, I have some... I'm interested. I'm interested what happens. My guess is Brady going back to the Bay off that awful performance despite a win. I think Tampa plays really well.
Short week against the best defense in the league?
I think they'll play well.
Tristan Wirfs out, Nick Bosa in. I mean, Brady is a sitting duck. At least Tua could move last week. He didn't do much, but this is a great game. 13-6.
Yeah, there's some really good TV games this week.
I think this could be a weekend for unders. A lot of low-scoring games.
Yep. Weather gets cold, a little windy. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Baker deserves a ton of credit last night. Obviously, he's the trigger man, but it shows you how good Sean McVay is. I said this earlier. Matt Rhule had 14 weeks of Baker Mayfield. He looked lost. Sean McVay had him for 48 hours. He looked fantastic. Circumstantially, I thought he looked fantastic. Baker missed on a lot of timing stuff. That's obvious. But what you saw on display last night was also coaching. And we've seen it. This is something I've been on a lot, and I know it's obnoxious. Mike McDaniel with Tua. Kyle Shanahan with Brock Purdy last week. McVay with Baker Mayfield. Three super smart offensive guys in the moment. Not only have to give these young quarterbacks confidence and jet fuel, they play a precision position. So what you watched last night was world class coaching. But what you also saw is something that we're not seeing from defensive coaches. Do you believe last night that Baker Mayfield could have shown up in that game with a defensive head coach and pulled that off? Hell no. Sean McVay called a friend of his and some offensive coordinator. There was something that he handed the reins and said, get Baker up to speed on the terminology. Why? Because McVay's friends in the game, McVay's associates, the people McVay trusts, they're offensive guys. Like that was a display last night. Look at Mike McDaniel overnight for Tua. Brian Flores didn't even like Tua. Saw him as a liability. This is a great example. Put your arms around young people. Tua finally got somebody to put their arms around him. Sean McVay, a lot of confidence, puts his arms around Baker Mayfield. Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, puts his arms around. I think Mike Zimmer's a really good coach. He literally could not get along with Kirk Cousins. What did Kirk Cousins do last year in one score football games? Look it up. Had a losing record. Do you know what Kirk Cousins is in one score games this year? 9-0. With an offensive coach. You've got to find the good in young people and young talent and pull it out of them. That was a remarkable display of coaching last night, and I'm not taking anything away from Baker. He's the trigger man. He has to make those throws. But Baker's always been able to make some big throws. But that is, to be able to do that on the fly, I guarantee you McVay is leaning on friends, leaning on his offensive buddies. He's making calls to guys. Anybody know Baker? They sat next to each other on a plane years ago. Guess what they talk? Terminology, offensive philosophy. I mean, that is why guys are hiring offensive coaches. That's why they're doing it. Look at what Nick Sirianni has done for Jalen Hurts. Look what Brian Daboll did as a coordinator for not only Josh Allen, but the first 6 or 7 weeks with Daniel Jones. So I watched that game last night, and Baker gets all the credit. I get it. But boy, Sean McVay, that's why I would hire offensive guys. That is why I would hire him. I thought that thing last night was, it's very difficult. You're trying to build Tua's confidence up, build Baker up. Baker walks into town. I got 48 hours. He's like, brother, we're going to win this game. I'm going to give you this guy. I'm going to give you this sheet. Get the terminology. I'm running the team. Like, that's what you need. You're not winning that game with a defensive coach last night. You are not winning that game. All right. We got a lot of stuff. I got Brock Huard. I got my Blazing 5 picks. Here was Baker, by the way, praising Sean McVay after the game.
That guy loves football. I mean, he's ball, all the time, and just... you can tell he's so much of a relationship guy, too. We just got to know each other a little bit, just philosophy-wise and on a personal level as well.
Yeah, that was, it is interesting to, if I look at Baker Mayfield's career, there are, it's the old saying, date and marry. Some people are just fun to go out on a date with. Marriage is a long-time commitment. Do you get loyalty? Do you get an adult? Sometimes there's party friends. We all have a party friend. It's the going to Vegas friend. And then you have friends you call when you get a divorce or you have a medical emergency. You know, we've all got different layers of friends and bosses. You know, Baker's let's go to Vegas for the weekend. Let's go golf, play craps, let's go to Vegas for the weekend. Doesn't necessarily mean in other situations I would call Baker. But it's the same thing in the NFL. What makes Brady and Manning is precision and maturity and falling on the sword at the press conference. Long term, that's what you want, that stability. But in a moment, with a lot of energy, I need an edge. I need a guy that's like almost more confident than he should be. Baker Mayfield's pretty good. Pretty good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Herd weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market. As fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A great story last night. So, you know, Brock Huard played in the NFL for 6 years. Great college football player, now Fox Sports football analyst. So, you know, it's just basically, we're all reading stuff here on the fly about the OC for the Rams last night, who was in college, came to the Rams, going back to Kentucky, somebody just told me in my ear. And basically, it was a crash course for Baker Mayfield. Like, okay, here's the terminology. We're going to ramp you up. As I watched it, yeah. I was like, this is a remarkable athletic achievement. If he would have completed 12 passes, you tell me, in a crash course, was that a fairly remarkable achievement?
Well, I'll tell you this, Colin. When I went to the Indianapolis Colts from the Seattle Seahawks, I got traded there after my third year. And my first day at minicamp with the Colts, that night I called my wife. I said, this is bad. This is really bad. I thought I knew football. I thought I knew the West Coast. And if I knew the West Coast offense, I knew everything there was to know, right? Bill Walsh, you know, Mike Holmgren. I know the system. I get there to Indy and I ate the biggest slice of humble pie. I couldn't communicate a thing. There was no language carryover. It was a foreign language. I was learning German. And then everything Peyton did, right? PhD in it, because he's been in it for years and years and years. I literally called Molly and I said, I'm not going to make it here. Like, there is no way my mind can do what Peyton is capable of doing. Fast forward to your question about Baker last night as I watched that. He is helped by terminology. He knows some of the language, obviously, to do what he did.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no way. If he'd have gone into a system that he had no background, no familiarity, you couldn't have done what he did last night. But he goes into a system where there is at least a baseline language. And then I was thinking about this, Colin. Who do you think are the best QB whisperers in the game, college and pro? Who are the guys that if you were to be thrown in that situation, and you had 48 hours to say, hey, who would Colin Cowherd if you could pick three? I've got three.
Lincoln Riley, if you could pick, Sean McVay.
Boom.
Shanahan. I mean, I don't know. Who's the third?
Andy Reid. Because those three guys, whoever they have touched, have turned to gold. For Andy Reid, it was McNabb. It was Alex Smith. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Michael Vick coming out of prison.
Yeah.
No matter who Andy Reid has worked with, it has been gold. And Lincoln Riley, time and again, he's going to win the Heisman likely tomorrow. And Caleb Williams, he's going to join Kyler Murray. He's going to join Jalen Hurts. He's going to join Baker Mayfield. Yeah, and I think Sean McVay and what Sean did with Jared Goff, getting him to a Super Bowl. What he did with John Wolford last week against the Seahawks and has even a playoff game with that guy and that skill set. And so I think Baker, it's why he bought that plane ticket before he even knew he was going to L.A. Smart. Good QBs anticipate. He anticipated. He bought his plane ticket, landed in L.A., and he went to work with one of the three best on the planet to accelerate him to get to the point he could play last night.
Yeah, let me. The guy's name is Liam Cohen, because I read it quickly. So Liam Cohen was with the Rams 2018, 2020. Then he went to Kentucky for a year. Then he's back to the Rams. He's reportedly going back to Kentucky. And the story I read this morning, right before I walked on the set, McVay said, Liam, crash course, go. And it's like, you know, here's this guy that's been with the Rams, Kentucky, back to the Rams, going back to Kentucky. Yep. So it's just it's a wonderful story. And, I you know, speaking of stories, so Geno Smith, There's no precedent for it. I said yesterday on your show, your very popular show in Seattle, I said very rarely does an average player have a great year. Then they come back down to earth. I look at Geno and I think, okay, I've seen this occasionally. But he's not great. He's playing great. How do, I mean, I think Seattle has to probably go get a quarterback in the draft, but he has the second best passer rating in the league. And that sounds ridiculous. Like, we need to get a new quarterback. What would you do if you were Seattle with Geno? Is this going to be a 3 or 4 or 5? Is this the new Geno?
Well, there's a bunch to unpack here. Number one, you've got 5 great data points. You got 5 games left, and there's some doozies. You got to take care of Carolina this week, which will be a tough, hard-fought game. San Francisco on national television on a Thursday night against Brock Purdy, 1 week or 6 days from right now. You're going to go to Arrowhead and play Mahomes. You're going to have a Jets team in the playoff hunt, and then you'll end with Baker in the Rams. So 5 great data points that are going to allow you, I think, more knowledge in making that decision.
Yeah.
I would never have imagined in September that we would be having this conversation today. Not in our wildest dreams. Nobody on this planet believed that Geno Smith would be a $33 million franchise tag kind of quarterback, but his numbers are. You did say on the old Brock and Salk show yesterday that you had met Geno before,
yeah,
that you had watched him when he was drafted, and you know, you've seen him in person. He's a big guy. He's got Pringles fingers,
yeah,
right? He can stick his hand into the bottom of a Pringles cup, and he,
yeah,
can grip that football, and he can rip it, as Ryan Fitzmagic said a couple weeks ago. So those skills have been there. Now the culture's there.
Yeah.
Now the confidence is there.
Yeah.
Now the belief is there. And say what you will about Coach Carroll, I think the track record for now 2 decades in 2 different spots is abundantly clear. He gets the best and believes the best in his people. And that culture is back to what it was back in the day in 12 and 13 where they built it up, Colin. So if he goes around and goes 3-2 and they make it to the playoffs, he is going to be asking and wanting the franchise tag. And I think every number of metrics is going to say he's worth it. And oh, by the way, you get the Broncos pick. So you get more than likely 2 picks in the top 35 on top of your first and second round pick, wherever they end up. So if you do like a QB and you do want somebody and you do think like John Schneider thought Patrick Mahomes was the real deal, John Schneider thought Josh Allen was the real deal. Had they been on the board in the first round, even with Russell there, he would have taken them. So if he feels that way about Bryce Young or one of these guys, it wouldn't shock me at all if he would get strength in numbers like they did in Green Bay, like Andy Reid has done in Kansas City and other places. That wouldn't shock me at all, Colin.
You know, I want to go back to the Baker thing. So I've always said he is one of the 32 best players on the planet throwing a football from the pocket with time to throw. But he's too cowboy for me. He wouldn't be my franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. But as you well know, life's about opportunities. He crushed it, standalone game. Everybody's watching it, and there's like 8 teams that are desperate. I wouldn't give him a 5-year deal. But this morning, if you said Daniel Jones or Baker Mayfield, 2 years, because I think Baker's moved himself into another chance to be a franchise guy potentially, but it's a 2-year deal with, yep, team options. The team has the power. Let me ask you, Daniel Jones, Baker, Marcus Mariota,
Baker.
I would take Baker too. I would take Baker.
Baker.
Oh, let me give you another one. Let me think, sir. Andy Dalton in New Orleans or Baker?
Baker.
I would take Baker too.
So you say life's about opportunities.
Yeah.
I would add a little asterisk to that, and I would say the NFL life is about fit. It's about fit. Look at Tua Tagovailoa. And again, something you referenced on our show yesterday morning. The year before, that staff was done. Like, move on. Mike McDaniel says, nope, you need speed around you. You need what you had at Alabama. You need speed and,
yeah,
space. And we need to create those windows so you can do what you can do with your dynamic release and arm.
Yeah.
Look at fit, Russell Wilson, for 10 years in Seattle. Right? Perfect fit, run, play action, defense, be smart with the football, be a difference maker when it matters. Now go play in the shotgun every down. Not a fit. Geno Smith. Right, for 4 different organizations, you couldn't play. But you find this fit in this culture with this good old line and some pieces around you and an excellent coordinator in Shane Waldron, who will be more than likely, mark my words here, Colin, on some short lists of that next offensive-minded head coach with what he has done in Seattle this year. So fit. Where is a fit? Baker could not have landed, as you see him on his knees right there praying, saying, thank you, Lord, for the fit here in L.A. And that guy he just hugged, Matthew Stafford's like, oh, crud. Right. I love you, Baker, but don't light this place on fire and don't win four in a row and don't do that. Right. Because I kind of like my life here in L.A.
Yeah.
It is about fit and Baker's in the right spot right now.
2 minutes left. Russell Wilson, you currently live in Denver. I suggested Frank Reich yesterday. No more taking a chance. I thought he did a great job in the 1 year with Luck. I thought Phillip Rivers had a fantastic year. Even Wentz had the right side of touchdown passes and picks. Yep. Is Frank Reich? I mean, I think you have to go with a proven guy. That's my take on this mess in Denver.
Totally agree. Somebody with a spine, somebody with a backbone, somebody with a strong conviction about how they do it. You could probably put Frank Reich, to your point, on that little QB whisperer list, because I think he was also the coordinator with Nick Foles, was he not? And he knows how to hire a staff and put people around him. And yeah, everybody in Bronco country is thinking Sean Payton. Trade for Sean Payton. Oh, you got a first-round pick. You got to trade for Sean Payton. And I don't think Sean Payton is coming to this situation.
Right.
I think if Sean Payton has a pick of places, he's going to go to where you believe, right there in that city that you make home and reside, with a Justin Herbert, who probably fits from a scheme standpoint, between the tackle standpoint of what Sean Payton wants to do. But it's a new owner. I mean, you've got you got the wealthiest ownership group that has come into the NFL. And they have said, Colin, on the record, we want to be a global brand.
Yeah.
The Walmart brand, pretty significant brand. They know how to build it. They want Broncos to be a global brand. So that tells me they will do whatever it takes, spend whatever it takes to get it right. And I'm with you. Frank Reich, I think from a personality standpoint, would fit with Russ. They've got an ideology background together, and he has been creative with the different guys that he's had to work with to get the most out of them. But inevitably, there's going to be change, and those owners are going to spend and spend big to do it.
Brock Heward, it's great seeing you. Fox Sports, as always, one of our smarter people here at the network, my man. And now his Huskies are winning, his Seahawks are winning. You moved to Denver and the team got bad. You left Seattle,
Mariners are winning. Mariners were in the playoffs. Never been better at Seattle sports, Colin.
Good seeing you, man.
See you, pal.
All right. Super smart guy. Love leaning on him all the time. So what do we got here? What happened there, J-Mac?
Unfortunately, Brazil has been eliminated from the World Cup. Croatia wins in penalties. They did not miss any of their penalties. And Brazil hit the post, and it's over, Colin. The favorites are done. We will not get Brazil-Argentina, which is what everybody wanted in the semifinals. I'm a little shook right now. I'm stunned. I cannot believe Brazil lost that.
Well, we talked about this. The United States men's national team had opportunities against Netherlands. They had better finishers. This sport, you don't get, I mean, if you get six great shots on goal, that can often be it. When you play these top international teams, they usually have elite defenders in the box. Great. You don't get a lot of great opportunities. You know, if Messi scores one goal a game, that is phenomenal. That is Ronaldo. So it's like Croatia took advantage of its opportunities.
So Croatia, through 120 minutes, Colin, had one shot on goal.
And made it.
And it was kind of deflected by a defender. It went in. And then in penalties, they just won. I mean, it was unbelievable stuff. This has been a great... I'll be a little sad. I'm a little sad Brazil's out. Neymar, you know, I like watching their style.
Of course. They have style.
Cost me some money today as well. I bet on Brazil. That was foolish.
SimpliSafe, number one home security system, offering 40% off this holiday season. How to get it? Go to SimpliSafeColin.com. Blazing 5 next.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.